Hello and welcome to episode 24 of Tech A Break with me, Andrew Reed from Resilient Business Systems, and over to my
Oh, you're not giving me red corner. No, I'm not doing that. Wayne in as a small poodle.
Good morning.
You weren't going to say that.
I wasn't going to say
a truck.
Yeah, exactly.
Adam Walker, HubSpot Media. How are you?
I'm absolutely chipper, my friend. Can I just tell you, I've been messing around.
I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah.
I did walk in the door and you were like hunched shoulders over the mixer with like elbows scurrying around. What have you been doing?
Right, are you ready?
Hello, welcome to Tech A Break.
Wow, that's... Andy. What? You... Okay.
Okay, sorry about that. It was funny though.
Why do I get this one?
And I get this one.
He does that a bit too well. Sorry, I'm looking at a guest
over here. Oh, hello.
There we go. There we go.
Hello, sir. This, everybody, is Jason, who Andy hates.
No, I don't. I love you, Jason.
We've got video evidence. Have you seen it?
I've seen the evidence. Uh-oh. So, yep. I saw it yesterday and it was like, do I come in? Do I not come in?
Adam likes me, so I will.
Sorry, Jason.
So, Jason, introduce yourself for everybody.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jason Gurney, and I'm from Darlington Business Club, where I know these two fellas from, although Andy's going down the list at the moment after that comment about...
He's like a higher-level member as well, isn't he? Resilient. What's it called?
Platinum members.
He's a platinum member, yes.
He's going to be copper by the time...
Well, actually, it's gone now.
It's gone.
It's Michelle. I've decided instantly it's now Michelle that's the platinum member.
Michelle, Eddie, Dan...
They're all platinums and I'm just lead.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
If I'm lucky.
We'll let him in when he pays the bills.
I told you I didn't
for Michelle.
Like
so yeah, obviously I'm going to come in a few weeks ago with Hillary. But actually the Hillary conversation was quite hilarious because we did talk business club. We're going to go loads into Darling Business Club today.
Yeah.
But we got into cakes and VAT.
Chocolate, pizza, cold, lukewarm.
Yeah. When that applies.
It was fabulous. But you couldn't join us because you were not very well. I hope you're feeling much better now.
Well, I was until I heard your news yesterday.
His news.
Yeah, his news.
About me. He's pressing buttons. Nope.
This is where I keep quiet when he's touching that button.
Yeah, I know. There's all sorts.
Yeah, no, I'm fine, thank you, guys. Unfortunately, I was really looking forward to it, but Hillary got dropped in at the deep end.
She did, bless
and
her.
And she actually enjoyed it.
She did very well. She loved it. She loved it.
So a bit nervous, I think, to say.
She said she was, but as soon as we turned on the recording...
Couldn't shut her up.
Yeah.
It's female.
Controversial.
We'll let TikTok have their way with you.
Absolutely.
Alina, don't do a reel for that bit.
No.
So, Darlington Business Club, what's it all about? Let's start there.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I've been involved for 18 years. And interestingly enough, last month we had the Deputy Mayor attend. And I was doing the intros before everyone got there, only to find out... he was involved in the 80s at the business club.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. So it was like, even longer than I thought.
I didn't even realise it has been going that long. That's partly because I set up in 2016.
Yeah, we set up in 2005. And I mentioned to Hillary, we've been sort of like a member from my point of view from day one, but it's obviously going way further back than that, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So like I say, I've been involved in like 18 years now. I traced it back for an extra 10 years, but obviously then, unfortunately, the people that were running it have sort of passed away, so couldn't trace it back. But then, like I say, to be told it was early 80s, this guy was involved. It was like, okay, you know.
That's incredible.
It's been going a long time in its different capacities and stuff like that. And ironically, when we was talking, he was talking about one of the buildings that they used. So Andy knows this, our place on Woodlands Road.
Yes.
They were actually in there at one point.
No way.
So it's like, oh God,
how cool is that?
So yeah.
It was small world.
I can't believe that. I'm blown away.
Blown away.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I love the business club. It's great.
When I first joined, it was Graham, the photographer.
That's it, Graham Rout. So I was probably, with Graham, there was a few year period where it was chair. At that point, because we weren't a limited company, we were just a constitution sort of club. And it was me being the chair, then Graham being vice chair, then him swapping over, and then I want to say at some point there was James Grant. So between the three of us, we were swapping. But then James changed his job from the... He used to be the manager at the McCure Hotel and then went over to the airport. And when all that changed, obviously his time sort of got taken up with work. And it was like, oh, no sooner did I have to get out the chair and the vice chair, it was like I was straight back in again.
Yeah.
So yeah, me and Grain.
Yeah, because I remember that. And then obviously me and Michelle were members, never chairs, but we were like higher members. And now he's just going from strength to strength. Mm. Even Hillary was saying that when she set up the business and joined it, it's such a family atmosphere. You know, there's none of this, and, you know, we've mentioned it before, where here's my business card, buy teams.
As you've turned up.
You don't get that. It's a real family atmosphere. And you must feel that as being the chair.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I look back 18 years ago...
Can you remember that far back?
I do remember just. Can't remember what I had for tea that night, but no, I do remember it. But it was like, not from being around here, you had to get your name out there and stuff like that. So I joined the FSB, the Chamber of Commerce, BNI, Network North, and the Business Club.
Serial networker.
I was out literally every other day, and I only did the work. And I only did the work of an evening once I'd done all the networking, just to get my name out there. But the club is really the only one. I did rejoin the FSB a few years back, just for membership perks, you know, for the support. But the club is the only one I've stuck with, and it's like I'm passionate about, as Andy and yourself know. But yeah, to me, it's a friendly atmosphere. It doesn't, you know, we've had people sort of coming along and saying, you know, when I'm talking to them to come along as a guest, and they're a bit worried that it's their first time, what to expect. It's like, just come along. It's like, we're really friendly, you know. It's not like what I see the other networking,
correct,
where some of them can be very, very rigid and sort of, you know, intimidating for someone that's never done networking at all. And that's their words, not mine. I'm just picking up on what they've said in the past. But once they've been in, spend the night there with us, they come out and say, oh, actually...
Spend the night.
Wow, you know.
The evening.
The evening.
Which club do you go to?
Ah, well, see, that's the executive club. You're only in platinum.
Yeah, that's right. The next level.
Right, okay, I'll wait.
But no, they sort of come back and say, you know, it wasn't what they were expecting. It's like, what did you expect? And it's like, I don't know, but it just wasn't this. This is so friendly.
No, genuinely, I think, Jason, the idea is very much the same when Resilient came and got founded. We were out there trying to get our name done, and I did exactly the same as you. FSB, still a member. Darlington Business Club, still a member. BNI, Northeast Chamber of Commerce, did them all. And, you know, I think it's fair to say that out of all of them, I went with intrepidation to the first sort of like night of them. Darlington Business Club stood head and above the rest. You know, and I'm not a shy person. I'll go and talk to people, I'll chat, but certainly the other ones, I was not as comfortable. People were literally right, oh, who are you? What can you do? Can you give me a list of your customer names? And I'm like, whoa, no. Whereas no, nothing at all like that in Darling Business. It was, come in, what do? Do you want a cup of tea? How can we help you? You know, and it just, as I say, I keep saying that friendly atmosphere, and everybody just wanted to help me.
Yeah, and that's, over the years, it's always been that.
Yeah.
You get your little ups and downs with members coming in and stuff like that, but generally speaking, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
And it's just got... The downside is lockdown, when that all kicked in a few years back. We, as a club, that's when we had a big shake-up.
Yeah.
Obviously, Sharon and Jeff, that were directors at that point with myself and Valerie, they stepped down. But it was like me and Valerie had to sit down and think, right, okay, what are we going to do? Everything's on lockdown. And I'll be honest, me and I can remember having the chat with Valerie, and it's like, oh, this is going to last about 3 months maybe. Should we just suspend the membership for 3 months? Which obviously we all know didn't last 3 months. Mm. It was a lot longer. But that's when we got in
still
touch with
Hillary.
Yes, that's it. We got in touch with Hillary because we wanted three directors minimum for obvious reasons to help us out. And obviously... Hillary was like, yeah, absolutely, love it. Because we wanted someone that was passionate, that was quite new, so it wasn't... Because obviously I've been there all this time with yourself, and all that. We just wanted a bit of fresh blood on the directorship.
New ideas.
New ideas and to lead it forward. And I have to say, it's worked brilliant.
It certainly has, from my point of view. You know,
I love it. Yeah. I went down, obviously, most recent out of the people sat around the table. Although still, you know, I went down. I think I went to the first one in 2017. I think it was the first one I went to. It was great. I really enjoyed it. And then, like I say, lockdown happened. I was doing some other work as well because we had a young family at the time. So I was also working like part-time as well to support family and business and growing the business and all this, making sure that it's more manageable.
Yeah.
Personally. So obviously I wasn't as active. I was doing the odd bit and I came to a few. Michelle was like, come down and be a guest. And she was so welcoming.
Yeah.
Obviously I'd seen you around here on and off. You know, and the welcome you got was fantastic. And you sit down around the table and everyone's like, who are you? Not by me, yeah. By my thing. And I think what I realized very quickly, especially with the business club, is it is a club. It's a terms, and I don't mean like an elitist way. I mean like, here's a group of people that are all in similar situations in terms of running businesses at different stages, but they're in that similar situation because that's what they're doing. And you've got like other voices that you can speak to. So I think it's been brilliant in terms of going to that. And then obviously DL Expo.
Yeah.
That was yours, wasn't
it?
That was ours. So that all came about from a conversation. Who was the RMP at the time? I think it was Jenny Chapman, RMP at the time, many moons ago. And we was having a coffee morning over at Linkfield Point, just as we did as a club, you know, trying to sort of get people together in a relaxed atmosphere. And someone started going on about, you know, at the other end of the table, because I was the other end with Graham, and they started talking about, you know, buy local campaigns and all that. And Jenny just said, well, why don't you guys do it? At which point me and Graham looked at the other end because we were sort of running it as chair vice chair type thing. And it's like, oh, great, another thing to do type thing. but we picked up with it and led with it. Obviously, lockdown has changed that.
Yeah.
Although earlier this month we had the MPs and the council in talking about what's going on in the town. And we've just potentially got a new location for it. So watch this space. All I'm going to say is Hope Town.
We might have something. It doesn't work.
In a moist monster voice. Ooh.
Thank you.
That was better than your one.
It was actually. Yeah. I'm going to put the scorecards up. And I think
a bit carry on.
Adam's got to go to 10 and Andy's a 9.5.
God bless you.
It's a minus.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a minus. I was going to say, there was that minus because that comment, wasn't it? Start. Yeah, I've just remembered that. He got me in a false sense of security.
You were a minus 9, you're now a minus 9.5.
Well, you know. Well.
Much
better. So, potential brand new location.
Yeah, so obviously, have you guys heard of the Hope Town project?
I have.
Yeah. We have, yeah.
So up there when that all sort of launches later this year, which incidentally, we've got an exclusive visit before it officially opens for the club. So
right, I was going to come on to this about the business club because, in fact, very relevant. There's a couple of things. We've had Dan Sanderson from reception downstairs on. From the team that run the building, and we were talking about when he was dressed as a big teddy bear thing at the DL Expo. You're smiling, you remember it.
I've got pictures of that.
Yeah, so there's that. We had Josh on.
Verdant.
And from Hughes, wasn't he?
Hey, Hughes, guys.
Yeah, no. Oh, okay. Wasn't he? He was at the Hippodrome.
He was at the Hippodrome with the Darlington, with the business club. Not yours, my friend.
And that's was it a different Josh, one?
I think it was a different one. I don't think. Oh no, it was yours.
I was there.
It was the lunchtime one where we had the lovely trip.
Yes, that's right.
And we were talking, and that's where I met Josh, who we had on last week. And me and him are like a close partnership now. Funnily enough, we were talking and trusted partnerships.
Yeah.
Last week, and that's where Josh came along.
Yeah. So the networking at the Hippodrome was mentioned, and I was waiting for you to come on to go. All these events that people have been talking about have been the business club events.
Do you know what? That's a really interesting fact that I never thought of. And, you know, one of the things I know that you constantly say to new people, Jason, is that, you know, they do turn up. They obviously want to interact. They're all looking, like any customer, like any new customer, they're like, oh, where's my next customer job? The one thing that you told me when I first joined, it was like, we're not that type of club. You will eventually get business out of it because somebody will eventually pass your name on. But don't come with that thought in mind. Come to say, can I help anybody? What can I do to help? And certainly with that one there, out of the blue, me and Josh started talking. And yes, I've got business out of that now, but I remember that so clearly with yourself, Jason. It's like, don't think about coming to the club to say what business. Say, no, I'm going to see Jason, I'm going to see Adam, I'm going to see, can I help, can I help? And that's been a real turnaround for me.
Yeah, I say it all the time. It's about building relationships. The club, to me, is a long-term thing.
Yeah.
If you want to come along and you're expecting work at the end of the day, don't, without being rude, don't turn up, because yeah, it's not going to work for you. You might get one piece, but
I'd say that's a general network in my personal opinion.
I think I agree with you, Adam. You know, and there are people that I've known from the Darlington Business Club, and Jason knows who I'm talking about, bless, but they've like turned up for like four or five events. Oh, I get nothing out of this. I'm not coming anymore. And you're like, yeah, but out of four or five events, you know, you don't go to a piano lesson in four or five events thinking you're Bach or something like that. It's a long-term thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I look at it as a relationship. It's like, you know, you've got to put the effort in.
Yeah. 100%
rewards.
Yeah, so these are networking events that we're on about. We've got to go to some pretty cool places.
Yeah.
The Hippodrome being one of them. Do you remember any interesting facts about the Hippodrome? I do.
The very top level.
Yes.
That was looking out.
Yeah.
On the window. I can't remember exactly what it was called, but it was a unique room where the water tower was.
Yep, there's
That's
a water
it.
Tower.
The water tower there. I was like, what?
And they would flood the stage.
They would flood the stage.
And hence it's called the Hippodrome, because they believe there was hippos at one point.
Yeah. And interesting enough, that area where they flood it and all that, the Kinky Boots show that the Royal Operatic,
Darlington.
Darlington Operatic. They do sort of two shows a year. So the Kinky Boots is their next one in May, where we've got tickets.
Yes, we have.
So I've provisionally booked 25 tickets for the club, and we've got about 10 members so far, or 10 people that have booked up. So we are
Excellent. Do you have to wear Kinky Boots?
You can if you want.
If you wish.
Ooh.
But there will be photographers on, and if you haven't, we'll bring some for you.
Ah, very nice.
So that's that one. But we're actually looking at putting some drinks up there for the club members in that area.
Oh, fantastic. You
know, tap, tap, tap.
Exactly. That, I mean, look, the events that they do, and so this is where Andy smiles at the camera. Everyone hears this every week. They listen. Hi, Mark. And he does this, and we've got I've seen one of the videos, by the way. You've been working. I found it in a folder the other day.
Do we have to have words, Alina?
No, just with yourself.
No, right, okay.
It's great that obviously not only is the Kinky Boot link with the Operatic Society, they also came to the Christmas event and sung carols, didn't they?
They did.
They did, and that went down really well.
It did, because really, really nice.
Although a few people wanted, can I join in? It's like, you can go and join them if you go and speak to Julian.
Yeah,
sure he'll want more members.
Yeah, so please check out Darlington Opera. That is a plug.
Really,
go and check them out.
They're really
fantastic group of people doing incredible things. And they put on these shows, and we're not talking like amateur. They are really, really really good in terms of what they can do. It's so impressive.
Yeah, I think it really is good. It's one of the things that I've said before we find really nice about the whole club. And you've obviously done other things, I think, forgive me, excuse me. Isn't it one you went down to see 10 Downing Street?
There was a couple that went down.
Yeah.
I've been trying for the last 18 months or so to get a visit down to Parliament.
Right, yeah.
That just hasn't pulled off, just because of members and dates. It's like everything, when you're trying to get people together. But the problem with that one is they want, you know, 6 months ahead of schedule to try and plan it in.
Yeah.
So knowing what people are doing 6 months ahead isn't always easy, especially when we're running businesses.
I'll go.
I'll go.
Yeah, we'll all go. Drive down. Knock on the door. Can we come in?
Yeah, can we come in? And to get a little tour of Parliament.
Yeah,
so
that's really
our
really
plan.
Good.
So I haven't given up on it, but it's one of those. It's with everything that's going on, and there's quite a lot going on.
There is.
So, I mean, just as before we move on, the next couple of months' meetings, we're actually in 2 weeks' time, I think it is. Our next meeting for March is actually in this lovely building, Business Central.
Yes.
So we're going to be So March, we're in here. Mm-hmm. In April.
Just for our listeners, it's the first Wednesday of every month. Is that correct?
First Wednesday of every month, unless the website says otherwise.
Yeah.
And January is definitely the second Wednesday, because obviously it's too near the new year. So, the, like I say, for March, we are going to be in Business Central.
Nice.
April, we're going to be over at Bannatyne's in the town, on the outskirts of the Ring Road. And then May is going to be a total new one. And I've been racking my brains on this before coming on. And it's like, I do not think I've ever done one of these in the 18 years I've been in the club. So this is going to be new. We are not meeting of an evening.
What?
No, we're not meeting of the of
fanfare,
the
please.
Wow. So we had a little visit earlier in February to an open day for Great North Air Ambulance, over the patch, so to speak. And it's like, oh, actually, do you know what? Where is it? And I always thought it was at the airport, at Teesside Airport, but no, it's not. They moved.
They over there, Imperial.
No, they are. Is it Early Nook? I can never remember the name.
Early Nook?
Yeah.
Early Nook.
Early
So they've got a massive building over there that they've taken over and everything. Hence, they moved the helicopter that they had at the airport onto their own site now. So as I was driving into it in January, the wife says, what's that there? Where are we going? I said, well, do you see that helicopter over there, the Great North Air Ambulance? Mm. And she went, yeah. Well, I wonder if that's where we're going. Yeah. That's where we're going. So we're actually going in there. We're having the event there downstairs. So it's the 1st of May. So all our Star Wars fans can come along in their costumes if they want.
Live long and prosper.
No, Star Trek.
I was going to say, that's the wrong one, but I think that was a deliberate one.
I think it was.
He wanted that voiceover coming in.
No, not going to do it.
We're going to do it from 12:30. So I've booked the room over there from 12:30 till 4:30. So the idea is, and I haven't got the speakers fully lined up yet, but the general gist of it is, unlike a lot of the hotels where we've gone to venues, you can't bring your own food in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This venue, you can bring your own food in. So if you wanted to do it yourself as an event or you bring your own caterers in, they will accommodate anything.
Wow.
You know, so I've gone from a 12:30 start. So the idea is you can finish work, bring your packed lunch over with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can have your packed lunch, have your lunch, you know, mingling with your friends around the table or colleagues, do a bit of sort of catching up on emails before the
week. Let me guess, then fly the helicopter.
I'll come back to that one.
Oh, really?
I'm going to come back to that
one.
Okay. It won't be what you're thinking. But have your lunch, have a little sort of chat with people around while you're having lunch, do a bit of catching up on emails before the session starts, and then have half hour proper networking. So it's like, pack lunches all dealt with, move the tables out, and actually do some one-to-one networking of like, a bit like speed networking, speed dating
get
type thing,
people.
As they say, just to get to know people, but it's going to be very organised. So I'm not quite sure who's going to do that, but I think I might have to delegate that down to Hillary, because you know what my organisation skills are like, guys.
I think the power will go to her head.
Yeah.
I think it'll go to a head. Everyone will have to behave and do
this. Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Her head will increase tenfold, plus fat.
So,
brilliant,
good one. And then obviously we're going to have an hour's worth of speakers. So we're going to have three. So obviously one of them is going to be the Great Air Ambulance. And just coming back to what you guys said about the trip on the helicopter, do you guys realise how much it costs?
Yes, I do.
Just to lift off the ground, that helicopter?
I do, because I actually raised money for the Great North Air Ambulance back in 2015.
What was it back then?
It was a lot. I put it this way. I cycled Land's End to John O'Groats in 9 days and raised over £1,000. I can't remember the exact amount now. And at the time, their fundraising office was in middle of town.
Yeah.
In the Imperial Quarter. I was looking. I just remember the £1,000. I was like, that probably would cover that takeoff a bit.
Probably at that stage, but now it's about $7,000-$7,500.
Wow.
Just for that, anytime there's a call and they start lifting that off. Because when you think you've got the fuel, and everything else and all the staff, the ground staff as well as the
running of the machine.
That's it. Yeah. And stuff like that.
So, maintenance of the aircraft. Seven grand.
$7,000 just to lift off.
Yeah. I've seen it I do quite a bit of community work, with the rugby club. I've talked about the rugby club support. I put a lot of time into that, in fairness. But I do things locally. And then, like the air ambulance, I've seen the benefit of that when it comes in for, with background cycling, you'd see it up in the Dales, you know, picking people up if there's been a problem or anything like that. So,
no, they do fantastic work.
Yeah, so we're going to have them talk about some of the stuff there. And I just thought, this is a venue, it's on a doorstep, although it's sort of on the outskirts of our sort of area. But it's like a lot of these places exist and we just don't know about it.
So no, when you can't really find something, launch a helicopter from the middle of town.
No. So that's where they're at. They've got three helicopters. They've got one there, one over in Cumbria. And then there's one that's I think it's Leeds Way, which is the one that's out of Rota, where they're sort of, you know, maintenance and stuff like that, but three of them. Yeah. So, yeah, mm-hmm. When you think of the cost of it all, so it's like, yeah.
So you said a couple of speakers, so we've got the Great North Air Ambulance.
So we've got the Great North Air Ambulance. The other two I haven't fully finalised yet, so I'm not going to mention anything there in case something happens on that one. But the idea is we've got the ambulance there talking about that, then two other speakers. And then to top the afternoon off is like, right, once that's finished, again, and they're going to be totally different topics. So there's something for everyone. A bit more networking again.
Good.
But obviously, you know...
This is what I love about the business club. Yeah. It's like, it's not just let's go in a room and sit around and wait for the 2 hours to pass and then leave, having been sold to. A, good relationships are being built in the room. People are talking to each other, genuinely checking in with each other, seeing how they're doing. B, we get to go to some really cool places and see some different things, which is great. I love that. And it's all like local.
It is. The other thing that I would like to add to that is that I think the business club has introduced me to a few things that I never know about or never knew about. So something that's obviously very close to your heart, Jason, you introduced us to this scheme, if I can call it that, and I'll hand over in a minute, where we're basically, I'm going to get the words wrong, so forgive me, the Army Forces, we're registered with them to do that. So that's also very close to your heart, but I never knew anything about this, Adam.
Yeah, so that you're referring to the Armed Forces
Covenant? Correct, yeah. That's right, thank you.
Which, ironically, I was out. So Catherine, one of our newer members at the club, Catherine Matthews from Absolute Word, plugging it for her there. She doesn't know anything about that. She can pay me the fiver later. but yeah, she's got a little networking group over in North Middleton, St. George.
I saw the post.
MSG.
I saw where I live.
That's it, yeah. And obviously, I'd gone over because I've actually launched a new community interest company, which, you know, is totally new, so you guys won't even know about that one.
No, I don't.
So I went over to talk about that with Darren, who is also one of our members, Darren Rhodes, from the he's the regional director up at the Reserve Forces and Cadet Associations for the Northeast. So he looks after those covenant signings and supporting everyone, you know, the employers. He was going to sort of talk about and do the signing for it, but unfortunately he couldn't make it. So I quickly stood in.
Well,
because as a club, we're going for our gold ERS employment recognition scheme.
So what is the Armed Forces Covenant?
So the Armed Forces Covenant was set up with our late Queen, Queen Elizabeth II, a number of years back now, where she's basically getting the public, the nation, to support our armed forces. And it's like, part of me says we shouldn't have to do this.
Most normal people would
sort of, you know, they would give people the respect they're due. However, it's been set up and, you know, it's for the whole nation. But it's not just about those that are in. And ex-forces myself, I've been out 30-odd years, come out medically after 5 years. But it wasn't until a few years back when I started getting more involved with this that I actually thought, do you know what? It's not the armed forces. It's the armed forces community.
Yeah.
That includes the families.
100%.
You know? Yeah. I forgot about that when I was in. It's like, you know, and ironically, I was just talking to my daughter last night and her boyfriend, who I don't know whether I'm meant to say this, but I'm going to say it. He actually asked for her hand in marriage last night.
Oh, well done. So, congratulations.
Oh, right. Yeah. I better get this right. I don't want to get this one wrong.
That's it. She's absolutely going to kill me for that one. But do you know what? I don't care.
No,
but it wasn't until, you know, we're talking, you've got the families there. You know, when these guys and lasses are deploying, you know, there's people left behind. Yeah. And I, in my time, I just didn't think of it. It's like I was saying to George last night. I had to make sure I get the right name there because I, you know,
do my hilarious. Like
welcome to the family.
Yeah, that's it.
Welcome, Fred. And George. Oh, God.
But it's like I said to him, you don't realise that because obviously he's deploying in a month or so's time. I'm not going to say where or out like that. I won't breach any of that. But it's like that's his job. And I said, how do you feel? And you know, the wife had gone out of the room, so Donna had gone out of the room, Tabitha had gone out of the room, and I went, it's a job though, isn't it? And he went, yeah, I don't see it as. And I went, I understand.
Yeah,
they don't. We do. It's your job. But it's there's people left behind, and it's not just the parents, it's the kids and all that, and you know,
yeah, everyone that goes around it.
So yeah, it's just about supporting them. And going back to all this about, you know, we shouldn't. I 30 odd years ago when I came out, I was sort of discriminating against that people didn't realise what the terminology was, and you know, you're doing your military service, but it's relating it to civilian life as well and how that can work along. And I have to say, over the years, that has greatly improved, but we can always do more.
Yeah.
You know, 100%. In any part of life, we can always do better and more if we put our minds to it. So that's what it's about. It's just trying to get businesses, because at the end of the day, we've got a lot of reserve forces now that are out in the community, you know, whether they're in our employment or not. I'm pretty certain you could, you know, speak to half a dozen people and you found someone somewhere in that, you know, half a dozen people that have got ex forces or serving reservists in, and it's supporting them. Because
well, I know quite a few serving military folk at the moment, and you know, hearing all the different sort of roles that they do, that the skill set that they're coming out with is unbelievable. Like absolutely. The skills, the things that they're doing. I mean, to a certain extent, we will never get near as civilians, if that makes sense, because of obviously the nature of the business. But it's you know, I think people can be very quickly thinking that it's very much marching and guns. But actually, there is so much. There's the entire running operations of that whole military machine that people have jobs to run and organise. So whether that's communications, whether that's mechanics, you know, like technicians, avionics, electronics, all of these sort of different skills that are done to such a deep level, albeit focused around military, probably equipment in some cases, but you know, those skills are completely relevant and more relevant, I'd say, in the workplace in terms of what they can actually offer and bring. And I think it's important for people to get away from the whole it's just marching in guns. That's just one part of what they do. I'm sure that's an accurate reflection on that.
I mean, exactly. It's like I had to have talks to my daughter because obviously we what was going on, and it's like, was that all you do? And it's like, no.
No, it's like so much more, yeah.
You do your basic training and stuff like that, which, you know, everyone has a similar sort of basic training side of things. You've got to learn how to march. You know, you've got to learn the rank structures and stuff like that in the different services, because obviously rank structure is slightly different there. But, you know, generally speaking, you march the same way, you know, and stuff like that. You've got your weapons, basic weapons. But then you do your what's classed as your trade training, or, you know, when I did it, that's what they classed it as. Mm. And that's where you decide, well, what do you want to go in? You know, do you want to go in the infantry, in which case you do more advanced infantry skills and weapon skills? I chose to go into the transport, Royal Corps Transport, to drive HGVs and stuff like that. You've got Darren, who we've mentioned before. He was Remy, so I drove it and broke it. He then came along and fixed it.
you know, a good relationship. That's what I mean about the whole cycle of what's going on.
It's unbelievable,
like,
isn't
running
it?
The operations and everything else. And these are all roles that are in there. And I think, you know, I think the Covenant's a fantastic thing, because it's basically showing an employer's commitment, isn't it?
Yeah. And like you say, it costs absolutely nothing. So the first level is just signing the covenant. So if anyone wanted to look at it, you know, obviously get in touch with Andy, Adam or myself, and they will sort of put you in touch with me. But you can go to the, just search for armedforcescovenant.gov and you've got the information on there, which is, you know, they've changed it over the last sort of year or so, so it's a lot more easier to find the information. But it's that first level is free, but you can stop there. That's all you want to do, and just say, look, I'm passionate. I want to support that, which is fine. But then on top of that, when you've got your employment side, is they've got, I mentioned earlier on that we're going to go for gold for the club this year, and I've got the applications to finish off and get that submitted. But you've then got bronze, silver and gold employment recognition. The bronze is, as you would expect, the first on the ladder, and it's the easiest to get because obviously you don't have to employ anyone.
Yeah.
So like Donna, my wife, Smampy's Corner, another plug for it. She can give me £15. I'll probably
it's all generating money here. Yeah. If only we had Josh here, we could just be tapping the card.
Yeah, exactly. Tap.
You don't have to employ anyone, you know, to get the bronze, because it's that initial, I'm going to go down that. That's quite easy. You can self-nominate for that one, and the club, again, I'm going to be running a session on that one with the club because we've got a few members that are looking at to go to that level. But then you've got the silver and gold. Now, obviously, they do require sort of a bit more effort on what you've got to do. But again, it's all totally free. But it's just proving to your staff that you're supporting it, to the forces, you know. But it's also to the wider audience of like, well, actually, do you know what? That's supporting it, because everyone looks at everyone and says, you know, what are you doing over that supplier? And if you've got a supplier or a potential customer that is Armed Forces Covenant, you know, geared towards all that, and then they see, oh, hang on, I've got two suppliers coming in here. There's always a scowl that I see, that, you know, there's always something that tops you over. What makes you get chosen over someone else? And if that person that's looking for it is very passionate about that, and they see that you've got this little award on there, that you're bronze or silver or even gold, it's like, well, actually, that could put the scale in your
balance. It definitely does. You know? And it's the right thing to do as well.
Yeah.
Because the way I see it, military, I'm seeing a few chaps coming out in the military, and it's right, what do I know now? I kind of compare it a bit to professional sport, in terms of, as a professional sports person, you are being paid to train and play the sport and do the sport, and then it's like when your, you know, season, the career is finished in the sport, what do you do next? And I suppose there's similar nuances with the military in that regard. However, the military people often have, like, say, the training that they've had to do as part of their job. So it's equally quite different in some regard. It's just finding that route. So I think it's a fantastic scheme.
Yeah,
I think it's really,
really good. Yeah, but that's what I was saying. The club not only gives you that family atmosphere of selling, of helping, and all of that things. It introduces you and makes you aware of these things. Like, I didn't even do that. You know, and you speak to Jason, he's like, what do I do? What can I do to help? And I think of all the members of Darlington Business Club, I don't think I've met one that's not willing to help.
No, that's it.
They're all just really good people and friends.
So, Business Club, I wanted to get to the tech side of it now.
Ha-ha. That's why it's called Tech A Break.
Yeah, that's it.
So, what I would say is, considering, and I don't mean this in a derogatory sense at all, the Darlington Business Club is very local, very focused. It's, I want to say small, but it's not in terms of what it's reaching. But what I mean is, when you compare it to Federation of Small Business and the bigger networking organisations, it stands shoulder to shoulder with them, in my view, because of the systems that you've put in place. You've got a fully working members' website.
We have, yeah.
Yeah, where you do all your meetings, diary entries, all of that. I mean, what has been your approach with that technology? So I suppose COVID probably brought it further into focus as you were developing that.
Yeah, COVID definitely. Like I said before, up until COVID, so pre-COVID, we just had one meeting a month. Yeah. And it was face-to-face, you know, it was always face-to-face. At that point, I think we were still probably using Eventbrite for bookings and stuff like that, which is great because Eventbrite, you get people searching Eventbrite that wouldn't necessarily have found Darlington Business Club.
Correct, but
they were looking for networking or what's going on in Darlington and stuff like that. But it's like everything, all these platforms out there, they have their pros and cons. And the pro was people can find us that wouldn't necessarily know about us. But the downside for me was the administration of, you know, who's attending, when they're booking, having different levels, because obviously we then moved on to different levels of membership. You know, Andy mentioned about the platinum side, you know, so as a club, we've got virtual, we've got standard and platinum. So it was like, how do you put that in? So it's like we pulled it all away from there. And obviously having a tech background myself, like Andy and yourself to a certain extent, Adam, with web stuff, it's how can I put it all into the website so I've got full control of it from one location rather than I've got a bit here and a bit there and something over there. And there's always, even though you can do that 90% of the time, there's always little bits that doesn't quite work and you just live with it. And when lockdown came down, obviously we was at home. It's like, well, actually,
I've got some spare time.
I've got a bit of spare time. And it was one of those. It's like, right, okay, what's been on my list for ages? Right, that's just going to scrap it. It's been on there that long. It's irrelevant or it's out of date now.
Yeah.
But there was other bits. It's like, right, how can I improve that? So obviously I pulled everything into the website, you know, using WooCommerce, but then bringing in ticketing systems. So we've got a ticketing system in there that you've all seen. We can take the payments through it, you know, so depending on what level, if you're a standard member or a platinum, you get your free ticket. If you're a first-time visitor, although that does get abused, but you're never going to avoid that, that people keep putting that one
it's
in.
It's quite obvious, though, if I came in like a hat one week and then
a wig the next.
Sunglasses and then a wig. I think you'd figure it out.
Adam? I'm not Adam.
It's...
My name is Mrs. Smith.
Yes.
Yeah. So there are certain things that we've still got to look at on how you do that, but some of it is... As much as this is tech break and stuff like that, it's like you can't always do tech. There's got to be a bit of human interaction 100%. There.
Yeah,
you can never get rid of that, and I don't think it's right because you've got that human touch. But, you know, the ticketing system's there. You know, I can put the capacity on. So it's just, like you say, it's using the tech.
So this is my point coming back to saying about, obviously, Darlington Business Club, hyperlocal.
Yeah.
And then you compare to some of the bigger networking out there that are still using Eventbrite, which is fine. You can use Eventbrite.
No, absolutely.
What I mean is it's definitely like very professional in terms of punching above its weight and, you know, really representing the business community locally. What I quite like about it is that you remain in the Darlington Business Club ecosystem.
Yes.
The whole experience, which is, it's good. Like you get to see, you know, I'll be on there looking at, the monthly event, and there could be like one of these lunchtime things, like the Hippodrome one.
Yeah, yeah.
I literally found that because I was on the website booking the thing, and I was like, oh, I'll go to that. That sounds brilliant. So, you know, to have it in there. Sorry, I'm going to cough. To have it in there is fantastic. In all in under one roof. Yeah. What are the challenges that you faced with that then? A lot of learning, or did you already know what to do?
Good question. I think. Quite a bit of it I had ideas because obviously building websites for other clients myself from my own business, it's like I was probably already doing some of it for others but never combining all of it. So, you know, combining the bookings coming through WooCommerce, that, you know, pretty much easy enough.
Pretty much easy. You know, but then if you add the tickets on and then if you add the different levels on.
Yeah, and then putting that on. But then it's like, well, actually, do you know what? The accountancy software, I've got to take that to there. But, you know, implementing that so when they took a booking through there that it would automatically push it through to the accountancy software. Yeah. So there was a little bit of learning of how do I do that? I know I should be able to do it, but how do I do it? And I'm guessing you guys do this all the time as well, you know, with your businesses. It's like
Google.
You've got an idea of Google.
Google.
Or
I just Google everything.
Perseverance, you know. And it's like, but the other side is like picking up the phone. The amount of times I've picked up the phone with Office 365 stuff to Michelle more than Andy, because Andy's always out and about on a support call already.
Yeah.
And I can just hear Michelle sort of saying, Andy, it's Jason, how'd you do this? But yeah.
I've been in their office when that's happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's like, you know, you use the knowledge that you've got, which coming back to the business club, if I hadn't met you at the business club, I wouldn't have known. And I know we're talking tech, but it keeps coming back, but they all interlink. I think that's one of the biggest differences with the club. A lot of these organisations, and this isn't a knock at those organisations, they only allow one person per industry, trade or whatever. Mm. We don't do that. So as an IT company, if I was the only one in that company or within the club that was IT, but IT is such a big area. It's like, you know.
Well, it's like the three of us. We've all done websites.
Yeah. We are. We have.
That's it.
And you could be like, no one is coming in.
That's it. But it's that collab. Coming back to that thing, collaboration, it's using technology as well.
Yeah, the technology is about removing the barriers. We talked about Andy being in the walls. You never see his stuff necessarily. Yeah. You know, we're shooting that testimony the other day.
Yeah.
And he's like, hello and welcome. You can't see any of my work because it's just doing its thing in the background. Totally. You know, so But it allows the interaction, it allows the engagement. You know, club members, like you say, they can use the website, they can sign up to events, they can get emails with the information on, all of that stuff. It just enables the actual thing to happen.
Yeah. And the other thing, going back to this, how do we use tech then? It's like, well, when lockdown came, like I said, you know, me and Valerie had to rethink everything. We lost two directors and they decided they needed to do other things, which was fine. We brought Hillary on board, but then we had to say, well, what are we going to deliver? So we went online.
Zoom quiz.
Zoom. And that went down really well.
Zoom did, didn't it?
So it was like, how do we use Zoom? And it's like, we've all used Zoom or Teams or whatever because you use it. But then when you've got to, well, actually, how can we make this better? Mm. So it's like I was using the breakout rooms for conversations. So it's like, right, Andy, can you go in that room and talk about IT? Adam, can you go in that room and talk about media? Hillary, can you go in that and talk about all those funny things that you picked up on? You know, the bat stories about, you know, is it or isn't it, you know, zero rated or whatever. But you could have like three rooms going on and having three lots of conversations. So almost three seminars going on, you know, and then just move the guys around, which obviously, as Andy knows, because I've had Andy and Michelle do this for me at events. It's like I then, when we came back out of lockdown, I then took that back to, okay, it works. Walk around the tables, move those guys around the table. It's just using technology the best you can. You know, asking questions. So you feel some of it, you can filter stuff down, you know, as you guys will know. There's just so much. And I think with technology, it moves all the time. It's constantly moving on. Mm. So it's like, well, what else do we do? But, you know, we've had Andy come along and do in lockdown. And even though we've come out of lockdown, we're looking at this again, putting some virtual events on, because not everyone can get across for the evening meetings and stuff like that. But it's like Andy's done one on, I think it was Microsoft Office, some tips on how you use it.
Better and shortcuts and things like that. And that went down very, very well.
And the thing with it is, it works better rather than just talking about it. If you can present it, so
Well, especially with something like IT, like a screen, you can put screen it on the screen.
Yeah, you can actually see it. And that's how you did it, wasn't it? And it was like, you know, I'd sort of filter with Michelle some of the questions that was coming in ahead of what Andy was doing. So we sort of roughly knew where he was going with it. But obviously, actually, Andy, can you just, you know, a question would come through. So he's concentrating on what he's delivering.
Yeah.
We were then monitoring the background.
I found that really hard in lockdown, actually. We were doing events remotely with the client I was working with, and the chat would be going off as you're trying to present.
Yeah, but that's great. Again, that's using the technology. Obviously, myself, Michelle and Jason had a pre-meet. And it was like, well, I'll do the presenting. What Jason said is, well, I can do the chat. So when people chat, I don't get to see the chat because it would distract me.
Yeah.
And what would happen is that Jason would know I would get to a certain break and he would go, right, Andy, we've got a few questions. One from Adam, what the heck have you just done? You know, and I would answer that and then move on. And again, it was very fluid because some of the questions like, oh, well, I'm coming on to that. Or actually, fine, I'll see if I can sneak that in. But again, it was literally me, Jason and Michelle going, right, well, how does this like thing work? Oh, actually, yeah, I can make you a presenter and only Andy. Don't see the channel. Great.
And then what you're saying there is a prime example of how the actual business meetings work. Like in terms of people going, I've got a problem with this, any ideas?
Yeah.
I think I just really enjoy the business club. Really,
I think it's, I think, as I said before, what I found very nice, and obviously we've been a long member, you know, long-standing members now, when we do turn up, it's really nice because, you know, I'm not out there going, who are you? You're a new person. It literally
You're
is.
You're normally,
you know,
hurling abuse at Jason.
Shh, quiet. He knows I love
across
him.
The room.
He knows I love
heckling.
Him.
Isn't the Jason? You can back me up here.
Yeah.
But one of the things I've noticed is that when I go to the meetings, it's normally a case of I'm chatting to people and then tap on the shoulder. Oh, hi, Jason. Oh, can you speak to Adam, please? He's got a question about. Yeah. And that's, again, just you going, I'll connect you to people. You know, he's not going, well, where's my cut? What do I get out of that? It's like, Andy, Adam, speak. Yeah. There you go.
And it may be just a quick chat going, oh, you need to do X, Y, and Z. And that's it. And that's as far as it goes.
Yeah. And you're right. It's just those little conversations. But it's also the way I look at it is, it's getting you out of work. And you're coming, you're not switching off totally, you're coming. And it could be you're coming to listen to a speaker, you know, I'm not saying Hillary and accountants and stuff like that are boring, but to me, it's like it has to be done. But it's like, but when like Hillary's done her bits, you know, as you guys have mentioned earlier on, some of those things that she come out with, it's like, do you know what?
Yeah.
But that comes down to the individuals as well and their passion and their confidence. Once they start getting used to it,
interest in that. Everyone knows about that in terms of the basics. It's 20%.
Yeah.
What we didn't know is, if it's a hot pizza, it's viable. If it's a cold pizza, it's not viable.
Absolutely.
Off the pizza counter.
And it's these little nuggets that we get that it's like, oh, actually, that, I remember that bit now.
Yeah.
But trying to remember the legislation and stuff, it's like, do you know what?
Get your marshmallows off the bakery aisle. Yes. Not vatable.
Correct.
That's it.
Marshmallows off the confectionery aisle. Vatable.
Yeah, that's it. So
see, we know these things.
You know these
can't
things.
Can't remember any of the practical advice you gave him, but I know where to get my marshmallows.
It's the important things you remember, though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, what it is. Yeah, exactly. But I'll remember Hillary telling me that.
Yeah, exactly.
In terms of relationship.
But you also know when you've got a VAT question within your business, where are you going to go?
Exactly.
And it's not been
No.
Marshmallows. If it's a marshmallow question.
That's right.
You're building those relationships in a very relaxed atmosphere.
Definitely.
There's no pressure to buy, sell, or whatever. You know, don't get me wrong, I've seen it over the years that people come in and they're like trying to sell straight away. And like you said,
George, Peter, John,
Andy. Ooh, yes. It's all right, I'm terrible with names. I got there in the end. Didn't go through the whole alphabet. But it's like you said, it's like there are people that do that. And it's not going to work for them. They're not going to get the best response. But it's like, you know, you can't always teach them. You know,
you can't
tell them
and
you advise them. But it's like, it's got to be down to the individual.
There's a bit of an art to it in terms. Well, actually, I'd actually argue there isn't an art to it. Just turn up and be a person.
Be yourself.
And talk to people.
My biggest tip then for businesses coming into a networking event that they've never done it before is be there early.
Mm-hmm.
Be one of the first in the room. Because then you don't have to go into a room and work out who to go to. If you're in there first, people come to you.
Yeah, well done.
I'd agree with that. That is a really good idea.
What's your tip for business? Obviously, when you first went, you know.
Yeah, well, I wish I'd thought of that one. That makes that actually makes a lot of sense. I had one the other week, and it was just because I was on a photography job. And this was, what was it, like 6 weeks ago. I was on a photography job, and I had to walk into a room full of people, and I'm like talking, coffee, I'll go and get coffee.
Yeah.
And I then had a conversation over the coffee, like, because the lady next to me couldn't, the flask wasn't working. I was like, oh, I tried, the weird, whether it's a lever or a pushy thing or whatever. Anyway, I managed to fix it and go, there you go. That then turned into a 20-minute conversation off the back of that. But at no point was I going, I'm going, oh, yeah, I am from Darlington. This is what we do. This, you know, this, that, and the other. I wasn't going, buy my thing.
Buy teams. You know?
So I think the important thing, in the early days, I did go to networking. And in my head, I'm like sat there going, what am I meant to do?
Yeah.
And I think, A, the lesson I learned is not think what am I meant to do is the first thing. The first thing to do, like the thing that I would do is just go in. Helps if you're there first in the room, because then people come.
Nice one.
Just start talking, and you can tell people who you are and what you do
without
going
that whole pressure.
You know, I'm Adam from HubSpot Media. We do marketing media. We've done, you know, we do photography, videography. We've got drones. We've done TV advertising. Do all sorts. Some people might just want photos.
Yeah.
What do you do? That is like the length of, and I probably wouldn't go that much.
No.
That's like the length of. What do you do? Oh, right, where are you based? Because I'm interested.
Yeah.
You need to be inquisitive.
Yeah,
is
absolutely.
My biggest takeaway in networking. And it's, again, do not go in there thinking, I'm going to, if everyone walks in the room to a networking event and goes, I'm going to leave with work today, that just doesn't work. No. Like, everyone might not everyone needs it and this, that, and the other. What it's about, going in, building connections, genuine connections. Do you know the social bit and social media?
Social.
Absolutely.
Which then would inform your social media going forward. So let's say connect on LinkedIn. Brilliant. Because you never know. I get people going, we're looking for a videographer, and I'll be fortunate enough to have people tag me.
Yeah, like definitely.
Adam. And then you could throw your hat in the ring and go, yeah, we do video. And, you know, but with the people that have done that with me, I've never really gone to them, hey, you need to buy our thing and we can do this and this, that and the other. You've just got to be inquisitive.
Yeah.
What do you do? Where do you, you know, and it's...
Be yourself.
Be yourself. Build relationships. Be inquisitive. The way I've always looked at it is I'm not thinking about today. You know, it's like the squirrel that doesn't store their nuts in the tree for winter. They're just having a good time in the summer, that story.
Yep.
You've got to be that squirrel that's saving for the winter. And it's not about saving anything. You are just building relationships so you've got more nuts.
To give out.
To give
it. No, I totally agree.
And you could just be helpful. Helpful is a really big thing. There's a lady I met at last event. Wasn't contacted me, actually. Maybe it was me. But she was like, oh, we need volunteers for this thing. I went, well, send me some information and I can put some feelers out, see if I can find some.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking for payment. I wasn't looking for any of that. I was like, I might be able to genuine help. You know, please send me.
And people remember those that have helped them along the way, generally 100%. Speaking.
I was just about to say, I think over all the years of Darlington Business Club, I've genuinely got business out of it. And for every one that I've got business out, it's because somebody said, oh, look, I've heard you do IT. Can you help me? I'm like, yeah, what do you need? Advice, whatever it is, you know, right, fine, great. Couple of hours worth of work. What do I owe you? Nothing. It's just fine. Don't worry about it. You know, I'm helping you on that. And then 6 months later, a year later, I've had that telephone call. Do you remember me? And I'm like, yes, I do. How are you? I'm actually now looking for IT support. Can you help? Of course I can. You know, so those couple of hours that I gave away to somebody that I was like, well, no, I'd, you know, if you came around, Jason, and asked for, you know, can I lend a cup of sugar or whatever? Of course, can you lend me some IT support? You know, and you mentioned before, we constantly have backwards and forwards. I'm ringing you about Google. You're ringing me about Teams and vice versa. At no point did you ever say to me or me say to you, do you realize I've given you 5 hours this month? I'm going to send my invoice in. It's like, no, not at all. We've got business from yourselves. I've given you business, vice versa. We've spoken about that, Adam. I think if I've got
Jason does my pat testing as well. That's his other hat.
Absolutely, yeah, your other pat testing. Yep. But my point of view from that is that if you do help and give that help freely, you will get that reward back. May not be next month, it may not be next year, but I would like to say 4 or 5 businesses that I've originally met at the Darlington Business Club are now my customers.
Yeah.
Adam being one of them.
Me. Oh, yes. And the other side of that is it's not necessarily the person that you've dealt with straight away that you get that work back from. They could have then, you've helped, so as an example, you've helped me, you don't know Adam.
No.
Forget what you've just said. You don't know Adam, but I know Adam and we're talking. It's like, well, actually, Adam, you need to speak to that person.
Yeah.
Which is also, this is something that I'm surprised at how many people don't do it. When they get that new contact of actually asked him how did you know about me? How did you find out?
Yeah, that's really important.
Because word of mouth is got to be the biggest form out there.
It is the best.
You can't beat it. But it's like, they don't do it.
Yeah. But how many mouths do you need to have word? Like, do you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So this is why networking is important, because you need to meet more people. People need to know who you are and what you do and what you're about in the right way.
Yeah.
And then... you never know, that referral might come off.
But on that as well, it's like, but it's not just about meeting them the once or twice. You've got to have that consistent, which is what I like about the club. Although you don't have to be there every month, if you're not, you're not getting the most from it.
Mm. I missed this month's one. I was gutted. It didn't work out.
Yeah, the more you're there, one, you've got visitors that are attending and guests that are attending that might not have been there the time that you attended last, so you're missing out there. But you're building that relationship, that you're cementing what it is you do. And even more so of, like, you know, all three of us here, the amount of work that we cover or areas, it's like trying to say that in one go and that person remembering it. Yeah. It doesn't happen.
Do you know what? One of the other biggest things that I found out at the Darlington Business Club, you know, obviously that's where I met yourself, Jason. Obviously me and you were downstairs, Adam, in terms of that.
We were.
One of the things I'd like to say is actually outside of work, Jason, me and you have actually become close friends. You know, we go out for meals with you and Donna and me and Michelle. And again, that was all born out of the business club being so friendly, being so natural together, that actually, outside of work, we've become damn good friends.
Exactly.
That's another great thing. And obviously, a lot of other people I can think of in the business club, I'm like, yeah, actually, I am their friend. Or I would class them as a friend.
You're my friend.
Ah, thank you.
Is there a little button for that?
So
touching on that. Right, normally what we do is we wrap up with what you're doing this weekend, but I want to jump in with...
Well, while you're doing that, can I just ask for everybody out there, Jason, if somebody wants to join the Darlington Business Club, how would they get in contact with you or the club?
So easiest way to do it would be go to darlingtonbusinessclub.co.uk or Google Darlington Business Club if you get the URL that I've just gave you, and then have a contact page on
Excellent.
There. You can drop a message that will go to me or Hillary.
Yeah.
Or if you wanted to find out about membership, you can look at the membership. If you're looking at events, look at the events page. But just, you know, engage with us. Come along. Try it. You know, if it isn't for you, we won't be offended.
Well, as I said, the one quick thing is you can come along free for the first one. Yeah. So if you want to get in contact with us or myself, Jason or Adam, we can actually tag you along as a guest. You can have the first one free. Get to see what it's like. Get to see who you what you want to do, and then from there you can move forward.
But that's it.
Yeah, fantastic. Anyway, sorry, Adam. Carry on, mate.
So do you remember, I bumped in. I was doing a job with Andy earlier this week.
We were at the lovely Babbles restaurant. We
breakfast naan.
Oh my lord!
Do you know what we had last month? We were over there for a breakfast club for the business club. So it wasn't part of your membership. It was a paid event. Which wasn't dear, it was about 15 quid, but some of the food that they put out, you look at it and you think, I wouldn't normally have gone for that, but it was like, do you know what?
I was like, so there was breakfast in Babbel's, like, I wasn't sure what to, what we're
going to. You know, I sent Michelle and the boys a Teams message, and it was like that. I got in, sort of like, you know, said, hi, Michelle, and she just went, and where was mine? Like, in my
tooth. I'm keeping it safe.
A breakfast sandwich. A breakfast sandwich, but it's naan, and it was just amazing.
Donna had that when we went out for that breakfast event. She's like, I don't know what to have. You know,
have that.
And she went for that, but we were there. Sorts. And it's like, do you know what? We're going to do that every other month, I think.
Definitely do.
It's a paid event, so it's not part of your membership.
No, just go. Go for the food alone.
Yeah.
that's where we were. Thank you.
Babbles. Thank you, Josh. That was
amazing breakfast.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Get yourself to Babbles for a breakfast. Right. So I was talking when we were there. I DJ'd last Saturday. You know, my little side gig that I do. You're not going to change these pressing buttons.
No.
Right, so I know what you're looking for. I DJ'd last Saturday, top one. DJ'd last Saturday. House is a feeling. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Right, fantastic. We had six resident DJs, and then the two headliners that used to run Retro. Yeah.
And you were also there as part of HubSpot?
Yeah, so I DJed and then I put my camera back on and did it. And it was a fantastic event. It went till 5:30 a.m. I was not there till then. However...
That's not what he told Corey.
I was out late with it. And obviously I'm working.
Yes, you
know,
of course.
Doing all that. But, you know, I'm very minor on the lineup. I'm not going to pretend otherwise, right? But I just enjoy it. It's a bit of fun. Anyway, I don't know what's going on, but TikTok for my DJ Adam Walker account was at 30 followers. I'd just like thrown it up before Christmas, thought, I should probably do this. And then I've hit the post-Christmas lack of events, and then they're starting to pick up again. Well, whatever happened over the weekend, I came into Babbles, didn't
you
I?
Did going, you said 300 and something?
Yeah, 300 followers over the weekend. It's still being... I hadn't posted for a week. I then posted on the Tuesday and...
saying, what's going on? Yeah.
I'm now on 862.
Oh, wow. Goodness,
I'm an influencer.
Me. Yes.
Check me out. What I don't understand is I do this for a job. Social media marketing, right? Jess, in our office... has her own stuff. She does music production as well.
Fabulous singer.
Drum bass artist. And she does a lot on TikTok in terms of she's got new songs coming out at the moment. LXXI on Spotify.
Thank
you,
LXXI.
And she's like posting content. We're posting content for clients. And then this happens. I don't post for a week and gain 500 followers.
Right? What's going on there?
I am just picking up followers. Some are local, so I know they're not all robots. And we've got absolutely zero idea
why.
Genuinely.
Sick.
So this is a guy that's in the industry that is going, I do not deserve to pick up these followers. I mean, I'm hoping that it keeps going, of course.
Of course. But yeah, you were saying on Tuesday, weren't you? It's like, I've done nothing. I've not posted.
I have not done anything.
I attended one event.
We've done loads on clients' accounts. We've done loads on all sorts of things. But in terms of my DJ had to put a crazy TikTok account, nah.
Well done.
I posted more to my Instagram.
Yes.
Than I have to my TikTok.
And yet?
And yet I'm getting followers.
Well, there you
but
go.
Do you not think some of that is down to it's not work related? So
yeah, well,
when
I think
you look at stuff that's personal and social, yeah.
Who knows?
You get a greater
But follower. I don't know why I've suddenly gone up by 830 in a week.
That's wrong. Somebody's doing wrong. So we normally finish off the podcast, Jason, with what are you doing at the weekend?
What am I doing this weekend? Well, interestingly enough, I'm actually, earlier on I said I'd set up a new kick.
Yeah, so community I'm actually, interest company.
Yeah, community interest company, sorry. I'm actually at Age UK, North Yorkshire and Darlington in the town, and I'm decorating
Bradbury House.
Bradbury House.
Yep.
I'm decorating one of their rooms to help for their dementia patients that they have.
Oh, incredible.
Very
so
well
I'm
done,
I'm volunteering
sir.
In there. I've been... Been in there a few times already, but we're getting to the end of the decorating. But obviously I'm going in for a couple of hours on Saturday while they're open and on Sunday just to try and get a little bit more.
So is this part of your community interest?
That's part of my new interest company, yes.
As if you didn't have enough to do.
Yeah,
well, I did shut down North Allerton Business Network the other year, so the way I look at it is I shut one down and another opportunity is open, so yes.
As one door opens, closes... Another door opens.
Another room gets decorated.
Yeah.
It's a decorating
business.
So the community interest company is, in a nutshell, we are looking at supporting the VCSEs in the Northeast.
Yep.
And using businesses to help fund their projects, in a nutshell.
What is a VCSE?
The voluntary community social enterprise.
There we go.
I got that right.
That flowed off your tongue.
It did, didn't it?
I see why I use VCSE. I thought
exactly.
Just clarify what that is.
So non-profit. So you know, a community interest company. It could be a little play group that's set up. You know, for non-profit. So it's basically non-profits.
Wow, very nice indeed.
Big and small. So yeah. So like I say, we're trying. Me, Darren, and Joe. Simon, the new four directors in the organisation, but led really by me and Darren, and supported and grounded by the lovely Jo. I better say that because if she doesn't...
she will ground you.
She will ground me. And
you're not going back for a week.
Lovely. Yeah, so it's like we're in doing that this weekend.
Wow.
Your good self, Adam.
Rugby.
So, the Mighty Under Nines, or is it yourself?
No, myself. And the Mighty Under Nines on Sunday, but yeah.
So on Sunday, so nothing tomorrow?
Yeah, no, I'm playing tomorrow.
Oh, you're playing tomorrow, yeah.
Playing tomorrow.
In the Mush Marsh?
In the Mush Marsh.
Yes, exactly.
My body is starting to creak now, to be completely honest. It's this point in the season where things are starting to creak and groan and
just because off. We are next door to a certain person, is Nick playing rugby this week with you?
No, Mr. Achilles, no.
Hobbly wobbly Nick
is he's on crutches and he's bullying him.
I bully everybody.
Torres Achilles playing five side.
Oh yeah.
Very bad injury.
Good.
But yeah, so I've got that and then I think nothing else. What about you?
Another Microsoft 365 migration.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's what you live for.
It's what we live for. But so, yes, lovely customer over in BDL, E&P Electrics. Hopefully migrating them over to 365, getting all of that under control. That'll be a Saturday stroke Sunday. But that's about it.
Mm.
A nice pleasant weekend.
Yeah, I'm. That's all I've got. It's nice not to have DJ.
Too much on.
DJ and a lot of other things. Nice.
No. So thank you very much indeed, Jason. Well, very much appreciated.
Thank you for bringing us along, guys.
It's been lovely.
Andy doesn't hate you, really.
He does. But I know Michelle doesn't.
That's very true.
Yeah, he doesn't. Very true. He doesn't.
No, so no, don't about that. Very, very, very kind of you indeed.
No, thank you for bringing us along. I've really enjoyed it, guys.
Fantastic.
Okay. Fantastic.
See you next week.
I hate him.
I know he does.
Jason hurts you.
Exactly.
Tell anyone. I don't like him either.
He's got headphones on. He can hear you.
Exactly. Right. Goodbye, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.